Hey everybody, you are listening to Hobosode number 128. Today is August 17th, 2018. And today we're going to try an idea from the Discord. We set up a chat room in the Discord where it's just for ideas for prank calls. It's called the Prank Call Idea Factory. And how it works is this. People go into that room. We don't really have conversations in there exactly unless it pertains to ideas. But you pretty much just suggest ideas in this room. And the best ideas get pinned to the top of the chat room. And every once in a while, I go into the room and I look through the pinned ideas. Or I look through the unpinned ideas. I pick one that I like and I give it a try. And this isn't just for me. This is for anyone. Anyone out there that does prank calls, feel free to go into the idea room and steal ideas out of there. That's what it's there for. It's for everybody, not just me. There's a lot of good stuff in there right now. Like just the pinned ideas are like this one from Free Chemo. It says, tell homeowners that their mailman was in an accident and they need to visit him or her in the hospital to receive their mail for the next 2 to 3 weeks. What a great fucking idea. I've got to do that someday. Or somebody else should. And I figure after an idea is done and we know that it's been done, we should unpin it. Here's one from Seven. He says, call someone, say you're their telephone service provider. Let them know that you'll soon be streaming 30-second advertisements in the middle of their calls at random intervals. Ask what their preference for ads are. Ads are for toiletries, food items, cleaning products. That would piss some people off. Knowing that they're going to start getting advertisements in their phone calls, that'd be great. You know, there used to be a service like that in the early 2000s, but it was a free phone service. It was like a new thing, like nobody'd ever done that before, really. That's back when phone calls still cost money. But they were giving them away for free, but making you listen to ads at the beginning. I think the idea that I'm going to try out today, because it's getting kind of late, I have to do something where, you know, I can be a neighbor or something, so it's plausible that I'm calling them. I'm going to do this idea from I Regret Jumping. He says, you bought a small plane, and the street needs to be clear of cars every weekday at 7:30 a.m. and 6:45 p.m., so you can use it as a runway. Let's give that a try right now.
Hello?
Hello, Brenda?
Yeah?
Hey, it's your neighbor. This is Roy. I live here on Court also. Up the street a bit.
Roy?
Yeah.
Where?
Like way up the street. Like way up there. I just, I needed to let you know I bought a Cessna airplane recently, and I'm going to be trying to land it on the street tomorrow. So
you've got the wrong number.
What do you mean? Like, I didn't reach Brenda?
I don't know what you're talking about. Don't live on my street because I know everybody who lives on my street.
Well, you don't know me, I guess, because I live on the street.
What house number do you live in?
Well, that's not even the point of this. I need to let you know to just stay off the street tomorrow around 1 p.m. because I'm going to be trying to land my airplane on the street.
That's great, because my street's about 100 feet long.
Yeah, I can do it. I know how to fly. It's not my first plane, lady. I don't know why you have to have an attitude about it, though. Like, what's your problem?
Because I don't know who you are.
Well, so what? Like, I'm just calling up the few neighbors on the street and letting them know to stay off the street, because I'm going to land my plane.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, 1 p.m., okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just stay off the street. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
There's no reason to be a dick about it.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you're... Yeah, these streets are very sparsely populated. Like, yeah, this street isn't, like she said, 100 feet long or something. And the houses are kind of spread out. I can see how she would know everybody on the street. Maybe I'm picking the wrong neighborhood to do this in.
Hello?
Hello, Sue?
Yeah?
Hey, Sue, it's your neighbor, Roy. I live kind of around the corner from you. I needed to let you know, I bought a small airplane not too long ago, and I'm going to be trying to land it on the lane tomorrow.
A real plane?
Yeah, like a Cessna. It's a Cessna 162.
Just a moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Douglas?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Douglas?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. I was just letting Sue know that I'm going to be trying to land an airplane on your street tomorrow around, I think around 1 p.m. So I was just hoping you guys could keep the road clear, you know, not be driving on it between, I don't know, 1 and 1:30.
Let me look at our schedule.
Well, can you just change your schedule?
Who are you?
I'm your neighbor, Roy.
Where can you possibly land on that the trees wouldn't take out your wings?
You don't worry about that. You're not a pilot, are you?
Listen, I don't know who you are, but this is crazy. We're certainly not going to stay off the road.
Why? Where do you have to be? Like, I'm just saying, like 1 to 1:30. It's not that big of a deal. But I need to do it in an area where there's not going to be a lot of cops or anything, because I don't want to get in trouble, and I need to be able to take back off.
You have no assurance from us that we're going to do that.
Okay. Well,
this doesn't sound safe or legal to me.
Yeah, that's what I just said. I want to make sure the cops aren't around, and I know they're not back there too often. I live like up the road quite a bit. I'm over on Creek Road.
So you're not one of our neighbors, really?
Well, I'm sort of a neighbor. Like, I'm just, you know, just a few streets away. There's just wood separating.
What road are you planning to land on?
On yours.
What is ours?
South Lane. I already told What's-Her-Face this. But yeah,
Frog Hollow Lane is a private road.
No, it's not.
It's owned by all the individual homeowners.
Yeah,
and there are easements for local access.
That doesn't make it private.
Yes, it does.
Well, I'm going to be landing there, and you know, just stay off the road for 30 minutes. It's not a big deal.
What's your name?
This is Roy.
Roy, what?
Why do you need to know my last name? Are you going
to
tattle?
You're calling me. You're calling me to ask me to do something that you have no right to do. So you need to tell me your name.
I don't have to tell you shit. You can ask me tomorrow when I land, and you'll probably think it's awesome when I land because it's going to be awesome.
It doesn't sound too awesome to me. Understand this. It is a private road. You have no legal right whatsoever to land on it, and you will be trespassing if you do so.
It sounds like you're just a grouchy old man, and you're probably jealous that you didn't think of this.
It sounds like you're an idiot who doesn't understand anything about property rights and probably doesn't understand anything about flying.
It's not property.
But
it's a road.
That doesn't matter.
It's a road, you idiot, and I know how to fly. This isn't
the road is proper. The road is property.
The road is... He got the last word in there. The road is property. Can't argue with that. There was no street view of that road, so he's probably right. It's probably gated or something. Or wait, no, I don't think this is a gated community. That's crazy. But maybe it is if it's, you know, like it's a road paid for by all the people that live there. They probably put like a toll thing up or something. I'm like, stay off our road. It's our road. You can't touch it. What a shitty attitude to have. And he doesn't even want to be a part of something cool like an airplane landing on his road. Like, if he doesn't like me, he could just pray that I'm going to crash. And then he would get the thrill of calling the cops on me and saying, aha, I told you so. You'd think he'd want that to happen.
Hello?
Hello, Debbie?
Yes?
Hey there, it's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Roy?
Yeah, I live over on Mount Vernon.
Okay.
I needed to let you know that, you know, I own like a small airplane. It's a Cessna.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be trying to land it on your road tomorrow around 1 p.m.
Like what road? Which road?
On Lane.
Really?
Yeah, right in front of your house, basically. So I was hoping you could just stay off the road around 1.
Okay, but that doesn't sound right, because right in front of our house is a very low set of wires that you'll hit.
Oh, no, I'm going to come in at an angle and then just set it down real quick once they get below the wires.
Oh.
I'm a pretty good pilot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. You should be like hanging out on your front porch around 1 p.m. You can see me land.
Okay.
And if you could
luck.
If you could film it.
I mean, we've had trucks pull out those wires before.
Yeah. They don't know what they're doing. They're not, you know, ace pilots like me.
Okay.
You ought to be on your front porch filming, and that way, you know, like I could have extra footage for my YouTube video that I'm making.
Okay. Are you calling everybody else on?
Yeah, most of the people. Like, if you have any neighbors, let them know. Tomorrow,
okay.
From like 1 to 1:30, I'm going to try to land the plane, and then I'm going to take off again.
Okay. Are you sure it's on? Because Centennial's a whole lot better street to do that on.
Yeah, but where's the challenge in that?
Okay.
I want a real challenge. I'm not going to land on some pussy street like Centennial.
What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
Okay.
Roy Gerbel.
Okay. Well, thank you for the heads up.
Sure. So you're not gonna. You don't have any appointments tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow's Saturday. I have no. I don't think so.
Okay. Cool. Are you gonna be on your porch? Are you gonna wave to me when I?
Okay. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, and film. Be filming. I need like all the
footage we can get.
I want it to go viral.
Okay.
I'm making a viral video.
All right.
I've decided it's gonna be viral.
All right. Thanks for the heads up.
Are your trees insured?
No, probably not.
Shit. It should be fine. You know. Well.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
All right.
No promises.
Well, I mean, if you pull out the wires, you can pay to put them back.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not the electrician. I don't work for the city. That's their job.
No, it's not the city. It's Comcast and the phone company. So.
Oh, so yeah, it's not even a big deal. You don't need internet.
Oh, yeah.
It gets you outside.
All right, thank you.
Get you outside for once in your life.
All right.
All right. Keep all your pets out of the yard.
We'll do that. Thank you.
All right. Let me talk to Lawrence now.
He wants to talk to you now. Somebody named Roy and
hello.
Hey, Lawrence, it's Roy. I guess she's telling you everything. I just wanted to make sure you both knew to stay off the road from 1 p.m. to 1:30.
Okay, why is that?
Because I'm going to be landing my Cessna on the road, like right in front of your house. I got it all planned out.
Okay, well, this is just a one-lane road. Are you sure you got the right lane?
Well, I don't think there's going to be another oncoming airplane coming at me, so I think I'll be good.
Okay. Dumb. All right. Yeah. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Bye.
And I was telling her she got to hang out on the porch and watch and film it.
Okay.
It's gonna be
will do.
Right in front of your house. I'm going to be coming in sideways.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye. He's going to tell his wife. I'm just kidding around. She believed it though.
Hello. This is Carol.
Hey, Carol. It's Roy, your neighbor.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Hey, I needed to let you know about something.
Yeah?
I'm going to be landing my airplane on your street tomorrow, right around 1 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So make sure you're not driving out on the street around 1 p.m.
So where are you going to do that?
Right in the street, like pretty much right in front of your house or, you know, your entrance.
Do you have the right number?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You live at the 20 Drive.
I do.
Yep. I'm going to be landing my plane.
Okay.
I'm going to be touching down right in front of where your house is. So just make sure you don't be driving around or anything.
Okay, it's actually a curve.
Yeah, that's what makes it a challenge.
Oh, that's why you're doing it, huh?
Yeah, I'll be touching down, and then I'll have to swing a hard left.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks. Yep.
All right. Thank you for telling me.
Oh, no problem. Keep me in your prayers.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good old Carol. I want one more person to be super annoyed with me before I give up on this dumb idea of I regret jumpings.
This is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. It's Roy, your neighbor.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I needed to ask a favor.
Sure.
I don't know if you know, realize I'm a pilot, but I'm going to start landing my plane on our road on South Road on, Saturdays. So
I did not know you were a pilot.
Yeah. Yep. So if you could just not use the road on Saturday from maybe 1 to 1:30.
Okay, is it this Saturday for the bike race?
Yeah, well, no, it's going to be every Saturday from now on. And then I'll take off maybe in the evening, maybe right around a sunset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just...
And I'm sorry, which direction are you from me?
Oh, I live way over on Mariposa. We're separated by a bunch of woods, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But, it's too small to land over there. So I'm just going to use your street.
Okay.
But
are you just calling the neighbors who live on South?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to be, but it's mainly you because I'm going to be touching down pretty much right in front of where you enter to go to your house.
Oh, okay. So you'll be landing around 1 every Saturday and then taking off later in the evening?
Yeah, around sunset. So just, if you see the plane, come and pull over and give me room to land. I don't want to crash into your car.
That would be ideal.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me know.
Oh, sure. No problem.
All right. Well, have a good night.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Thanks. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hey there. Is this Diane?
Yes, it's she.
Oh, hey, Diane. It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Oh, well, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I need to let you know I'm going to be landing my airplane on your street tomorrow, right in front of the entrance to your house.
You're kidding.
No. So I was hoping you could maybe just not drive on the road for just right around 1 to 1:30.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me get Tom. Just a second.
What for? What are you doing? Why? Oh, my God, Tom. Gossip. I got so much gossip. Can't wait to tell you.
Hello?
Hello, Lori?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor. This is Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, I need to let you know, I'm going to be, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm a pilot, and
okay.
I'm going to be landing a small airplane on your street tomorrow, right in front of your house.
Roy, where are you living? Where do you live?
I'm on South Drive.
South Drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you in the condos?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, there's too much traffic out there, so I'm just going to be landing on your street. And I'm probably
okay.
I'm going to leave my airplane in front of your house for a few hours. And then I'll be taking off.
Okay.
But
In front of my driveway, or?
Oh, well, you'll be able to get out. Just be careful. Don't hit it.
Okay. How big is this plane?
It's a Cessna. A 162.
And you can land on my street?
Well, I've never tried before on a street this short, but I'm going to...
Short and narrow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to try it, though.
Wow.
You don't know until you try.
All right.
I've only been flying a few weeks, so... But I played a lot of flight simulator.
Okay.
But,
why are you doing this tomorrow?
Just to show off.
Oh, okay.
I've got custody of my kids this weekend, and I'm gonna bring them in with the plane. They're gonna be like, "Holy!"
You're taking them in the plane?
Yeah. Yep. We're gonna land on your street, and we'll just walk over to my house from there. It's just a couple blocks,
And then, how are you getting the plane out?
I should have enough room to take off. I'll just back up way down to the end.
Are you telling the people who park on the street?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have a car on the street, maybe you shouldn't be parking there.
We don't park on the street, but there's a lot of other people who do.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to call everyone, and hopefully there'll be light enough traffic to where I can land and I can take off.
What time are you doing this?
Around 1 p.m. But I'm sure if they see a plane parked in front of your house, they'll probably know not to park on the street, because I'm going to need room to take off.
Well, if they've already parked their car, though, that's what...
Yeah, but, you know, I'll be at my house all day tomorrow, and I won't take off till Sunday. So maybe we'll walk over there and just, you know, knock on doors and say, hey, get your stupid car.
I think you mostly need to work on the condos.
Yeah. Yep, we'll see.
Because I don't think most of the people who live in the houses park their cars on the street. I think it's the people in the condos that park on the street.
Yeah, they're like a bunch of hobos.
Okay,
but,
well,
you know, if I have to, I'll just drive out onto Drive, and I'll just take off from there. It's a curve.
Okay.
It's a curve, but I think I can do it.
And speed bumps.
Oh, yeah, forgot about those. Maybe I can just kind of fly over those.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. But, yeah, don't be hitting my airplane while it's in front of your house, because it's going to be really close to your driveway where I have to park it. It's big.
Okay.
It's a big plane.
Well, I'll try and be out of the house by then.
Okay, because my plane has a camera on it, like for security. So if you hit it, I'll have your license plate number.
Perfect.
So don't think you can get away with things.
But which unit? What is your address?
Why?
So I know where you live.
Well, I know I said I'm divorced, but I'm not interested. I'm taken.
That's fine. So am I.
Well, that's weird that you want to come over then. Like,
I don't want to come over. I just want to know where you live.
I have my kids anyway. It's just a bad time.
Well, this feels like a very bad prank call.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to not believe you.
Well, you're the one that's hitting on me.
Goodbye.
Bye. Man, you tell a lady you've got an airplane and she's just all over you. Wants to bone you immediately.
Hello.
Hello, Cindy.
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey, I need to let you know that I purchased an airplane, and I'm going to be landing it on your street tomorrow.
Are you kidding?
No. No, it's going to be right around 1 p.m. Sorry to call so late, by the way.
Uh-huh.
But
all right.
I'm going to basically be landing at possibly in your front lawn, because I know you've got like a big area out there.
Uh-huh.
Or I may park it there at least.
But, I think, who is this?
This is Roy. I live over... Huh? What?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Roy. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know, like, could you try and keep your car off the road? Because I don't want to have to hit you.
I'm not sure you can really do that. And I'm not sure whether I should, you just woke me up from sleeping. So I just don't even know what to think.
What were you dreaming about?
You know.
I guess Cindy was having an erotic dream. She's too embarrassed to tell me about it. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. We're both adults.
Hello?
Hello, Nathan?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
Yes, Roy.
Hi. I'm calling to let you know I'm going to be landing an airplane on your street tomorrow.
Okay.
Right in front of your house, pretty much.
A little one or a big one?
It's a smaller one. It's a biplane.
Okay.
That's like, and it's just something I picked up at an auction. So, yeah, I just thought I'd let you know so you're not worried about it. And could you try and stay off the street? Cause I don't want to like run into your car. I'm not really supposed to do this.
What time are you doing it?
Right around 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and what direction will you be coming in from?
North.
From the north? Or you mean west or east?
Well, no, actually from the north. I'm going to be flying over the top of your house, and then I'll just be kind of like skidding to the side.
Oh, on the road?
Yeah, yeah, I'll just skid to the side and land right there. It'll be a close one.
Roy, you kidding me, right?
No, I know what I'm doing. I used to fly in the war.
Okay. And around 1 o'clock then?
Yep.
Okay.
1 o'clock.
Roy, you live up the road here, right?
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit up the road. I just didn't want to land it there, you know?
Yeah, so, okay.
Because it's going to be a tight fit. It's going to be a close one.
So why are you doing it then?
It's just the easiest, it's the cheapest way to get it to my house. Because I'm going to fix it up. It's like a really old one. It's got machine guns on it and stuff, but they're just for show. They're not like, you know, they're not real.
You got to be, are you joking with me now?
No, I wouldn't kid. No, I'm just really into airplanes. I've always wanted to get one and fix it up.
Okay. What house do you live in, Roy?
I thought you knew which one I lived in, just up the road.
No, tell me.
Why do I have to tell you? Now you're just being weird about it. But anyway, stay off the road tomorrow. Don't want to hit you. You know? Hello? You stop talking. I think the machine guns thing gave it away. I'm going to be like the Red Baron. It's getting kind of late, so I think I'm going to wrap this up. Because, you know, I don't want to be waking people up late at night. I would never do that. Thank you, I Regret Jumping, for the idea today. I'd like to try this again sometime. I'll probably forget and never try it again, but it'd be fun to try again. Maybe some other prank show out there should give it a try, too. Thank you, Reggie, for the numbers on this show. This is from a directory that he sent me back in March. And I've called numbers out of this directory before for other shows. I forget which shows. It's a pretty good directory, though. Thank you, Reggie. And, of course, thank you, Lion9, for sponsoring today's Hobosode. Lots of hugs and kisses to Lion9.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. The bloody Red Baron, he was rolling up a score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany.
So, how long you been flying those planes?
You know, like about 2 weeks.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah. So hopefully it goes well.
Now Snoopy had swore that he'd get that man. So he asked the Green Pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight. While the Baron was laughing, he got him in his sight.
I'm not going to be there, but I regret that. What kind of plane?
It's a Cessna 162.
Nice. My dad was a pilot.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. So I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But...
Bloody Red Baron was in a fix. He tried everything, but he'd run out of tricks. Snoopy fired once, and he fired twice, and the Bloody Red Baron went spinning out of sight. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the Bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the Bloody Red Baron of Germany.
Let me speak with the manager.
He's in the toilet right now.
Well, I will wait.
He takes really long shits, ma'am.
Yeah, you take them too.